So you say, give them enough rope to go along. Give them enough rope to go along so that they can be kind of free until you find something's influencing them for the worse, and then pull the rope in. Sure.
Yeah. That's what I think.
How did you get everybody dressed and ready early enough to get to Mass on time?
By having their clothes all left out at night in one particular place, and the ones that could dress themselves. There would always be only be a couple that had to be dressed. And usually the bigger girls would help with them. I never had it all to do myself.
Did your mother actively encourage the vocations to the religious life, or passively just let them just grow? She's talking to me. The question would be to me.
My mother? You mean the children's grandmother?
First, the grandmother.
Well, she was just delighted to passively let them grow. She didn't interfere in any way, but she certainly was delighted that they had vocations.
Well, did she do anything to help it or just let it go?
Oh, I think she helped it by talking to them and...
By her attitude towards priests.
And her attitude towards priests and nuns.
Yes.
That came to the house.
And by her talk about the church at home.
And to priests, too. Had a great deal of respect and admiration.
How do you explain to those Catholics of your acquaintance who don't go to Mass or send their children only once in a while, how do you explain them to others?
How to explain those who don't go to Mass to others? I don't try to. Those who don't go to Mass are just missing the biggest thing in life for themselves, so they are suffering for it. I don't explain them to others.
How do you explain to the children, those people whom the children hear fighting or cursing in ordinary conversation?
Well, to begin with, any people who are fighting or cursing in ordinary conversation would take the children away from them and have them stay away from them. That would be one thing. I'm not used to that sort of people.